Chapter 58. We thrived on motion. This last observation on formal education. I was soon to be discovered as a fraud and forthwith denied further access to higher educational facilities and instruction. The guard on the gate would not let me pass. I was living a nomadic existence by then, doing research into precarious lifestyles and survival techniques. And really, how handy that has been to me. In any case, I was telling you about my friend Mel and how she had lived in an overturned boat in Cabbage Tree Creek, and then a tumbled-down garage clinging to the fair side of Spring Hill. Moving was innate in us back then. We thrived on motion. Stability and permanence were of very little to no appeal. Mel checked in and out of new addresses with frightening frequency. I mean, I could not keep up. She was a hermit crab on speed. She moved to a house on tall stumps that rocked like a ship, then another that sank like a leaking boat, and then that one that unfortunately burnt down. There was the house with the persistent roach problem, the house with blocked drains, and one by the railway line, headlights of trains shining in, lighting you up in bed as they negotiated the bend. The house at the Five Ways, where a guy shot himself sideways. The house that never slept. The other one that never got up. The house she said she'd moved into, but never did. The house with a drug problem. The other one with a vegetable garden. The house with a carpet snake. The house she lived underneath. The house with someone sleeping in the living room, rolled up in a rug. The house with the flea problem that smelt of cat piss. The house she shared with a goat. The house so close to the neighbours they could reach in to pass the salt. The house with the scary garden. The one with vampires in upstairs rooms. The house that was so small you had to stoop to get inside it. The one without a key. Another without a door. The house that was never finished. The one that was opened up in a storm like a sardine can. The one that Hell's Angels trashed at closing time. The one that Mel helped tear down. The list goes on. Did I mention that she was into demolition?